Welcome
to the league, melanated gentlemen. Podcast. I am Spencer, and I'm one of your hosts on this podcast that we do. And I'm joined by the other members of the League of Melanated Gentlemen to bring you another freaking draft. Because we love a draft around here, folks.
Pro draft around here. This is Brandon.
And this is Jordan.
Now, I'm sure you know what's coming next. We got some stuff to tell you about. And if you want to tell us about some stuff, there are places where you can do that. And Jordan's going to tell you all about where you can tell us the stuff that you have to tell us.
Yeah, I mean, I say it all the time. We are in the digital age. And of course, we are on social media. So you can find us at on Facebook. We have a Facebook group where people are in there, you know, chatting it up all the time. We are also on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. And most importantly, we're on YouTube. And we are all at the League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. Or you can type in LMG podcast and you can find us that way too. So yeah, be sure and stop by there and, you know, talk to us, get at us a little bit. And then also, you know, while you're there, don't forget to rate and review us on whatever streaming service that you use to listen to us at. That really helps us out. You know, drop us a sub on YouTube. That helps us out as well. So yeah, that's everything. And then, you know, we have some scheduling updates. Of course, our episodes for the main podcast comes out on Mondays and on Wednesdays, as always, consistently, Mr. Consistent. We got Wrestling with Worldwide Willis. That is Brandon's wrestling podcast, where he reviews all the latest and greatest trends and things happening in the world of wrestling. And yeah, it's a good time, man. It's a really good time. And then, of course, DC Animated with Spencer and Friends has a new episode coming out next week. That is Spencer's review podcast, where he reviews all of the DC Animated movies. There is a plethora of movies out there. Spencer, what is the next movie coming out?
The next movie we will be discussing is Justice League Dark.
Ooh, I actually seen that one. I like that one. Ooh, you get a little spooky in there.
Okay. You've actually seen a lot of them because you like DC.
I know.
Remember when we started this thing and Jordan was like a full-on hater and now he's just like, yeah.
Full-fledged hater.
Yeah, he's like, I like it, yeah.
I don't even remember the last time we even talked about something that wasn't DC animated. It's been a while.
Yeah, I had to throw a shot in there. I knew you were.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Wait till Superman over there.
Oh man, you better hope that's a hit. But yeah, that is the, like I said, Spencer's DC Animated podcast. And yeah, be sure and check out the movie. Then once that movie comes out, be sure and listen to the review.
Now I know that we talked about like what is and isn't on Max. I don't think this one was on Max whenever I needed it to be. Mm-hmm. And I was furious about it. So I'm not, it may not be on Max right now. You may have to, you know, figure out a way to watch it, but
I watched it on Hulu, but I can't remember.
I feel like I watched it on, I don't think I watched it on Max.
I know it was on Max at one point, and then Max was like, nah. And so whenever I watched it, it wasn't. By the time you watch it, it might be, but I don't know.
Oh, it's not on nothing right now, unless you like not streaming wise. You got to pay for it now.
Yeah, not happy about it.
It's tough.
So,
yeah, bro, Max is tripping.
Like, yeah, I'm sorry that HBO is supposed right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever.
So, but yeah, that's everything. But today we have a special episode. Like Spencer mentioned, you know, there's a draft out there. But before we get to the draft, I would like to issue a spoiler alert. Libra, would you please play the music?
Excuse me, gentlemen, but there is a strange phenomenon happening. I think it's a spoiler. Proceed with caution.
So, we are about to spoil a couple of shows and movies. Just some things that we've been kind of wanting to talk about. And I think it'll be a good time for people. So, let us know if you have seen any of these shows and let us know what you think. First, let's talk about the hype. This is probably one of the biggest shows out right now, and it has the ultimate hype, and that is Shogun. Me and Brandon have definitely been on our list. I first found out about it at the Super Bowl. When did you find out about it, Brandon?
I think because I didn't really watch Super Bowl, but I saw a bunch of stuff on IG about it. And like all the nerd, you know, IG accounts was like, this is the next Game of Thrones. This is this is that, you know, and it was just like, whoa. And then obviously I saw the dude who is amazing. I don't know why.
The main Asian dude who plays every Asian movie ever. Yeah, Scorpion.
Yeah, he is. He was in John Wick 4. He's in everything. Yeah. He's amazing. But when I saw him and it was about like old school Japan, I was like, oh, I'm in. Like, me and Jordan texted about this all for like a week and a half. And I will say, I did watch the first episode.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I've seen the first episode. I'm not going to spoil it because Jordan
I don't want to be spoiled. Even though we just issued a spoiler alert,
I know. I don't want to be spoiled on this one. I know. So I'll give like a tentative, like mid thoughts of like, it's amazing. It's kind of everything we want. As far as like the hype is concerned, because we're talking about hype, right? Like again, talked about it being potentially Game of Thrones level. It's, you know what I mean? It's that type of show with that type of level, you know, that we really haven't had since Game of Thrones, honestly. First episode delivered. At least the first three episodes are out now. And I think from this point on, it'll be weekly. And they all are about an hour and about 15 minutes. So you get well worth. You know what I mean? It ain't one of those Disney Plus shows where you get 32 minutes and you're like, what the hell is this? You know? So it's real, again, like Game of Thrones. Like, you get everything, every dialogue means something. So, yeah, this is one of the most hype shows I've ran into in a while, honestly.
Yeah, it's been a while, like, for that. And, like, yeah, I just watched the one trailer from, like I said, at the Super Bowl. And I was like, yo, what is this? This looks amazing. And then, I saw IGN gave it a straight up 10. I was like, wow. I was like, IGN, they be BSing sometimes with their
reviews. No, they be going in on some shows. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm really happy about, I'm like, I may or may not stay up and watch the other two. We'll see. we shall see. But no, it's that good. And it's subtitles. It's in Japanese, but it also
has thing?
Yeah. But the cool thing is, it's some crossover there, so you're gonna get some different cultures coming in there and interactions between different cultures. So it's cool. It's real nice.
Spencer, what's his name? Hiroyuki Sanada. Sanada.
Yeah. Oh, main lead of the show.
I usually just call him Hanzo.
I was gonna say Scorpion. He's that dude right now. Like, he's like, you need an Asian dude who can do badass stuff. You got
he's the guy, like every time.
Yeah,
like, he's somebody that I won't get tired of.
Same.
Oh, I agree.
Like,
I agree.
He could do it every once, and I'd be like, yeah,
good that's casting. He must be like the Japanese version of Denzel. Like, he'd be everything, boy.
Gotta be, bro. And he's just got that like stoic swag where it's like he ain't gotta say a word, but you just like, you put respect on his name immediately.
Every role he's played in, he's been respected. Like, I'm looking at his catalog right now.
Yeah.
Like, even in, like, Bullet Train, he was good.
Yeah. Like, he was in the Wolverine, 47 Ronin, Bullet Train, John Wick, of course. He's been so much stuff. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
So, people, if you want us to review Shogun on the podcast, you know where you can tell us.
Facts. I'd be more than happy to.
For real. Okay.
It's on Hulu show. For those last thing. It's on Hulu.
So. One more thing, y'all, too. The girl, I guess her name is Miracle. I just looked at the roster, not the roster, cast. She's the girl who I just finished Monarch, and she's one of the main girls of Monarch. Anna Sawai? I don't know. But, all right. Next show. This one I recently finished about a week and a half ago, and I really enjoyed it. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. What a great show. That was a fun one. That I definitely recommend that one to people, and I have been. I had a great time with that one. Spencer, did you check out this one?
Yes, I finished it.
Nice. What'd y'all think about it?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I agree. It was really good. It was totally, obviously, it was meant to be totally different than the movie. The movie was kind of like eye candy, much stuff blowing up, where this was like deep diving into a relationship. Like, gave me like PTSD, some of the arguments. I was like, yo, that, like, as mad as Donald Glover was getting, John Smith was getting, I was like, ah, I've been there. Like, try to twist your words and make you seem like you're stupid. You're like, hold on.
Dude, I was feeling bad. And I love the episode. I think one of my favorite episodes was definitely like when he was going to therapy and everything. Like, yeah. I really liked that episode a lot. That was a pretty good one. The other Smiths.
Yeah.
There was some people in this.
Yeah, the cast was crazy. And like, yeah, they had my dude John, is it Turturro? The dude that was in all Transformers. He was great.
Oh, yeah.
The one that I know
his name.
Yeah. He was good. Wild.
He was like, act like a dog. I was like, what the?
Yeah, I knew it was about to get
wild. And that's the thing. There was some like weird, outlandish Donald Glover style humor in it. And
yeah,
in this, it worked, I think.
Yeah, it did. It did. For the most part, it definitely did. He definitely drags some jokes out sometimes, but.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part, it worked. The Michaela Cole, she was great.
That episode, I was like, bro, he cheating on her?
Yeah.
And I was like, did his wife pull it up? He's like, where's my wife at? He's like, where's she at?
Bro, I thought, like, obviously it was a TV show, so they obviously wouldn't have as much action, but they did have a solid amount. But I liked the amount. Yep. I liked the fact that they, like, both of them were smart, and like, you kind of, I will say, I struggled a little bit with Donald Glover, like, being like running around with like a gun and trying to be like an action hero. I'm like, bro, I can't believe that. Like, I'm sorry. I can't believe you're a CIA agent. But overall, like, they sold it well.
Well, he was in the military.
Yeah, that's
true. She got discharged. Like, she was supposed to go to the CIA, but they said she had sociopathic tendencies.
Which is true.
Yeah, I was like, yep.
Yeah, it was just... Yeah, it was some of the action scenes where he was fighting. I was like, yeah. But
right. Other than that, beat,
yeah, he usually was. When they were going against the other couple, those were good episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was always like awkward. I was like, all right, when are these people going to turn?
Yeah. They got them to do that mission for them. That was pretty messed up.
And their machetes. I was like, oh, my God.
That mission was crazy. And then they were like, we hate them. Like, the conversation they had after the mission was hilarious to me. Because I was like, that's exactly, yep.
Yeah, exactly, bro. But you be complaining about the other couple on a double date or something?
Yeah. So, the show was surprisingly grounded as far as the dialogue.
Yeah. That's true. They spent a lot of very grounded. I really liked the episode where they took the one guy hostage.
Hellboy.
Yeah, they just saved my dude. He's a really good actor. Yeah.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah. That was a really good episode. It was a lot of action, but then at the end, like, you kind of got to sit down and relax a little bit with the dialogue.
Yeah.
So that was a good one, and
that was also, you know, an interesting character episode, because we're in that episode, we see Donald Glover being like the mean one. And usually, like, John is the nice one, Jane is the mean one, and we see them, like, in very opposite situations with Ron Perlman specifically.
Facts. When he lied about the cigarette, I was like, bro, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah, bro.
I was like, wow. Yeah, I was like, you didn't have to do that. Like, that was some...
And then he went outside and smoked a cigarette. Like, so he did, in fact, he did have a cigarette.
He lied about having one when he did, in fact, have one.
Bro, Jay was like, yo, my boy, like, you relax. Like, we're good, you know?
The episode where John also, he was like kicking it with the other black people. He's like, it was kind of nice to be hanging out with
I
black
really
people.
Liked that episode, and Jane pops all of them,
bro.
All of them.
And then I was like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, nothing for her.
That was a really good, that was a classic Donald Glover. Four people sitting around each other, like, camera goes to each one of them having a funny, like, very normal conversation.
Very normal conversation.
Yeah. And then some wild shit happens just randomly. And I was just like, this is Donald Glover 101 right here.
Yes. Like, that was, I agree. That was the episode I was like, he was behind all of that.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have no help setting that up.
Exactly. Yeah. It definitely was a John Wick style action, because you could tell, like, you know, in John Wick, like, the special effects does a lot of the blood splatter and stuff. Like, he shoots and then, but like when he ran up, I forgot when he killed the dude in the snow and he shot him, you could tell, like,
the
blood was just, you know, CGI or whatever added in, which is fine. But it was just like, it was the, I thought overall, man, I thought it killed it. I thought it was a good job. I'm glad it did, went a different route than trying to be the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Because one of my favorite things that it did was the neighbor. Whenever,
you were
supposed to think, yeah, the neighbor was behind everything, and mastermind, and he's like, I'm a real estate developer.
Yeah, I just want your house, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, it's my blue or it's my white whale or something. And I was like, when he's so he stupid, went in there, and I'm so glad that's what it was.
And then he's like, called the dude. He's like, guess what? And he's like, super happy. So, we're about to get this for a steal,
bro. I was just like, man. And you know, I guess the Maya Erskine, the actor who played Jane, she wasn't supposed to be the original actress. Supposed to be I forgot her name. She was like a famous white lady, but I thought Maya did a great job. Like,
I did too.
I did too. Yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
I also realized that she's the voice of the Blue Eyed Samurai character.
Oh, yeah.
The main character in Black Samurai. Yeah, that's her voice. I didn't even know that. Because I was like looking at it to see what else she was on.
She's in Pen 15. Which is hilarious.
Yeah, Pen 15 is what I know her from.
Yeah, that's why it was different for me to see her in like a more serious role. I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, like it's still kind of a comedy, and that's I figure that's why they got her, because there's comedy happening.
The actor they were supposed to get was Peggy something. I forgot her name.
And I'm wondering how much like conditioning they had to do for this, because there was a lot of running in the show.
It was actually. Yeah, you're right.
And so I'm wondering, like, how much, like, preparation they had to do for that, or if they, like, stayed in shape in their real lives until it wasn't an issue.
Man, that house. I was like, man, I love that house.
Oh, the one that got blew up?
Yeah. And I, like, no, and, like, the apartment they lived in. Like, the spot apartment they lived in New York. Yeah. The dude, he was trying to get a hold of. But, yeah. It was a very, very good budget, too. Like, you could tell they really traveled to, like, they was in Italy when they was running around, you know.
Yeah.
But no, really good show.
Yep. The last one that I want to talk about real quick is the live action Avatar The Last Airbender. I'm only 4 episodes in. I'm halfway through it. I know it's 8 episodes total. So far, in my opinion, it's a little... It's good, but it's almost a little like mid to good.
I've heard very mixed reviews about it.
Yeah, I gotta see a little bit more. I will say the effects to me look good. The choreography could be a little bit better, but I understand it's a show. But then also we got shows like Into the Badlands, who like does a great job with that. So I'm just like, okay, they need to find a little bit better fight scenes choreography wise. And then of course it's a show, 8 episodes, so they're like skipping along like through a lot of like stuff that actually happened in the cartoon.
I would figure that they're going to have to. I would assume they're going to have to take like 4 episodes of the show and like combine them into one episode of this, like at a minimum. Like, I'm sure there are a lot of things. It's like that probably needed time to be its own episode, and that's why the show did that. But this show doesn't have the time. How long are the episodes?
The first episode is like 1 hour and 3 minutes, and I think everything after that is like 45 minutes or so.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, I'm a finish it though to kind of see how I fully feel about it. Right now, like I said, it's to the good to almost to the midpoint. We'll see.
6 and change.
Right now, I'll probably give it like a 6.5, just halfway through it right now. So we got to see. I just got to the point where we met Azula, so that's, you know, that's Zuko's sister. So,
My agenda is that everything does not need to be made into live action. There are some things where, yes, that's a good idea. I think it could work, but I don't need everything that we like to be made into live action. And this is a situation where I didn't need it. And I mean, the fact that we got that shitty movie doesn't help the case.
Oh, it's definitely better. It's better than the movie already.
Oh, well, yeah. If it wasn't better than the movie, we'd have a serious problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fact that the movie happened, I think, has people split. There are some people that are like, because that movie was so shitty, we need a good live action version of this. And there are some people that say, because the movie was shitty, we don't need a live action version of it at all.
Yeah.
And so now that we're here, you know, I'm kind of split on it just because the original creators, as far as I understand, weren't involved. Or at least they left. Yeah, like
yeah, they were, and then they left. Yeah.
And that's, they're the ones who made the masterpiece. And so their lack of involvement doesn't have me in a hurry to see this. I'm excited about it, even though it's out now. But like, I'm like, it hasn't convinced me to give Netflix my money. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Because usually there will be something that's like, that's the thing that's going to, you know, get me back in there. But not this time.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh.
Jordan, lastly, I just want to bring up, there's a lot of hype for Dune 2. Some people are saying this is Star Wars Empire Strike Back level. We'll see, obviously. Dune 1 was great, but a lot of people are saying Dune 2 is like even better. So we'll see, but I definitely will be seeing that this week. And I have my thoughts maybe next week or in a gentleman's briefing. We'll see.
If that's what the people want, they can let you know.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's it, then I think we can hop right on to the episode. So, like we mentioned in the beginning, we have a draft, and this draft is going to be who can draft the best vehicles in pop culture, fiction,
I'd say.
Yeah, fiction. Yeah, that is that's what we got going. So we have five categories. So we have basically a four wheel. You can draft like one vehicle with four wheels. And I was going to kind of ask y'all, did y'all want to keep that four wheels or like four wheels or more?
Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I think four or more is fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, four or more wheels. Then we have category where it's considered like a motorcycle, like two wheels. We'll say two or less. Because sometimes like some vehicles look like a motorcycle, but obviously they can do kind of different things.
No tricycles in here.
Yeah. So four more, three, two or less. And then we have, who can draft the best flying vehicle and who can draft the best seaworthy vehicle, if we will say. And then one miscellaneous. So it's a player's choice. You can choose whatever vehicle you kind of want to. And yeah, that's how we'll go from there. And then we have the draft order. And you know, the classic order, we got Spencer first, I'm second, and Brandon last. Bro.
I think did you use the same order again?
It's completely random, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that thing probably has one algorithm, one query it runs, and it don't do anything else.
So for this draft, you know, normally do a snake draft. Spencer got me saying serpentine. Normally we do the snake draft, but today it's just going to be a good old fashioned draft. You know, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And you can draft in any order that you want to. I mean, I can't do anything about that.
Okay, it's fine.
Draft in any order you would like. And yeah, that's it. Any other thing we got to mention about it? Or should we just go ahead and hop into it?
I mean, normally when we do a draft, we take entire universes off the board once they've been selected, but we're not going to do that this time. Like, so this will be a very classic draft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, classic order, and just everything stays on the table.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I'm go first. Ahead, and this is a draft where, like, going first is fine. Of course, especially it's a standard draft.
Yeah, let's say it's very nice.
So, I'm going to go with two wheels to open. And I'm gonna need Ghost Rider's Hell Cycle.
God damn it. See?
Damn, that was that, yeah.
That's why I needed to go first. Because I'm gonna need that Hell Cycle. The thing is literally fire.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way around it. That's what it is. And so, yeah, if you've seen it, then you know it's fire. If you haven't seen it, you should look it up. And Hell Cycle is pretty self-explanatory. Yep. So yeah. You probably have a pretty good idea of what it looks like. But
that's one of the things I like about Ghost Rider is, like, it's crazy because, like, he uses the motorcycle, but, like, his actual power is, like, anything he touches turns into basically his hell vehicle.
Yep.
Right.
Which is pretty dope.
So, like, he's always got that thing on him.
Yeah, for real. I would definitely say, like, I've seen the panel of him, the Ghost Rider from 10,000 BC. He had a flaming mammoth, which was pretty dope.
It was fire.
That was pretty dope. But yeah, man, the Hell Cycle, it's beautiful and it's fast, but it's very beautiful. That's a tough one. That's
That one hurts. Not gonna lie.
Now, okay. I mean, I feel like I should take it, but I'll probably wait. So I'm gonna go with my vehicle with four wheels or more. And I'm going to go with Bumblebee from the Transformer series, but more specifically, the Bumblebee from the Michael Bay Transformer series. We got to get the, well, he was a Charger, right?
It was a Camaro. Yeah.
Oh, Camaro. I'm clearly
bad. I thought he was a Camaro.
Yeah, I think he might. I'm terrible with cars.
I am also not good with cars.
But yeah. I think so. The classic Bumblebee, of course, is he's a slug bug, like he's a beetle. Mm-hmm. But when Michael Bay like took over the franchise and made him into that Camaro, hey, he was dope. And on top of that, he's like, hey, he's a Transformer, so it don't get no better than that. So it's like he has the best of both worlds. And I will say, like, anybody who ever had a car that looked like this, they always got.
And everybody got that car because of, like, I can't tell you how I'm sure Camaro sales went through the roof.
Oh yeah,
I was seeing them everywhere after this happened,
and everybody got the Autobot, you know, emblem on there too.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah, that's facts. So,
yeah, I would definitely say I would love to see the sales of Camaro before Transformers and then after Transformers. Yeah, like you said, it probably went crazy. Like Air Force Ones when Jeezy had the Air Force One song.
Or Nelly.
I would say either one of them. Not Jeezy.
I mean,
well, yeah, the Air Force One song. But yeah,
when I think of Air Force One, I think of Nelly.
Yeah, wasn't near as famous, but
yeah. So yeah, that's my choice.
All righty, as I go last in the standard draft, no big deal.
Oldest, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. I am going to go two wheels, and I'm going to go with Lobo's. He called his bike the Space Hog, and yeah, it basically flies. It's a motorcycle. It's top tier. You know what I mean?
If you can travel intergalactically with it.
Exactly. And yeah, it's dope. It looks amazing. I would argue it looks better than Ghost Riders. Now, I would say Ghost Riders is more effective and probably cooler because it's just in flames. And Ghost Rider itself, he just looks cool. So that adds to it. But Lobo's got a little more swag, like you said. He can fly with it. He can do a little more things with it. Now, Cosmic Ghost Rider, that's a different story. He definitely better. But yeah, Lobo. I'm not Lobo's biggest fan. However, the motorcycle joint, it makes it real. You know what I mean? It takes it to another level.
I fucks with Lobo.
Yeah.
I didn't even consider Lobo's. It didn't even cross my mind. That's crazy.
Yeah, Space Hog. That's
like pretty Lobo good. Was actually like, if I wasn't first, Lobo's where I was prepared to go.
Yeah, it's top tier. And I mean, it's looked different in almost every iteration.
I know. I'm looking. I'm like, I mean, they have like the skull in the front on every iteration, but it looks different every single time I'm seeing it.
There's one. Yeah, there's one in like the animated universe where it looks totally different. Like it looks more like, I'm trying to think of a, but like it don't even look like a motorcycle. It looked like a ship almost. Yeah.
Now, when do y'all think we'll get him in the, is it called the DCEU still? What is it called? DCEU? What is
I
it
think called? James Gunn's will be called the DCU.
Yeah.
DC. Okay. DC. Y'all think we're going to see Lobo?
I've already said it need to be Roman Reigns.
Yeah. That would be dope.
I have been on the record about that for probably years now. They need to cast Roman Reigns as Lobo, and there it is. Like, it's done. Like, we've made a decision because, yeah. That's what it needs to be. Like, I've already cast it. Let's just make it happen.
I think we'll get it. I think it's something you can do later on when it's no rush. But
yeah, like Lobo is somebody. Yeah, you can bring in Lobo anytime.
Yeah. And I mean, if they follow.
And he does not need his own movie. Like, I just want him to be around.
Exactly. He needs to just pop up. It's a cool little pop up. Pop up.
Not as a main villain, but like a character just.
Yeah.
He just needs to just show up randomly. Like, he could. You know how Wong is just kind of in shit now?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Lobo could just be around.
Exactly. Pop up, do his thing, say a couple funny lines, do a couple action things, boom, out. Cool. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
I mean, not too crazy.
Okay. Okay. So, round two. For my next pick, I'm going to go with the Walter. And I'm going to go with our namesake. I'm going to go with the Nautilus from the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, created by Captain Nemo.
I've never seen that movie.
I've seen it before, but I don't remember the ship.
It looks kind of like a sword a little bit. I mean, it's a ship, but it's a submarine. So, like,
okay.
Like, whenever they get in it, they just think it's like a boat. And then they're like, oh, shit, we're going down. We're diving. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And the fact that.
Oh, I do remember this.
Yeah, that thing was serious. Like, the fact that it could travel on top of and beneath the water is great. It was massive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of the extraordinary gentlemen were able to move around comfortably. There were definitely no issues there. But, yeah, like, and it looked cool. But
yeah, no, I get it to you. I do remember this the ship, and yeah, I remember it did look cool. It looked long as fuck too.
That's the thing, it was huge. And the fact that he was able to get a ship that size to work the way it did, yeah. But I mean, that's Captain Nemo's whole thing. So
I say I've only ever seen the first one. I don't think I've seen any other one.
Looks like a Star Wars ship or key.
Yeah, the Nautilus. And I'm sure that there are, you know, like, there are probably several versions of it in books and all that. I've really just seen the movie.
Mm.
And so that one, the one from the movie.
It looks Star Destroyer. Yeah, that's dope. Hmm. All white. Yeah. Off-white. Everything.
Okay. Okay. Now, I am debating right here. I think I might be safe with my flying, and I think I might be safe with my you guys are selecting motorcycles, so I can wait on that one.
Yeah, I had to get two wheels off the board because I didn't have a whole lot.
Same. Like,
I had my three options, so like I felt like I was going to be able to do something, but yeah, I needed to do that first.
Hang on. Let me look. I'm debating right now. All right. So I think I'm gonna go with ship for sure, and I'm gonna go with Noah's Ark from the Bible.
Wow.
So
whoa.
I have a question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is this
fiction?
A draft of fictional
fiction, amen.
That was going to be my question. And
not everyone believes.
I'm
asking you, sir.
Do you not believe it's fictional?
Do you not believe Noah?
All I'm saying is I'm going with some of the...
There are a lot of people... The Bible is canon.
You're right.
Canon. And so... I'm asking you.
You know what?
What's in your heart?
That is probably a good point. I have another one I could pick. That's probably a good point. But I will say, if this is the pick that makes me lose, then I want to redraft.
No, but,
of course you do.
Okay, I'll go with my alternate. I had an alternate. I was wondering if you guys were going to bring that up. Some people might not believe. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to go with the SSN from Pokemon. The original red, blue, and yellow. So the SSN was the ship in Pokemon where, you know, you pull up and it was just basically you go in every room and you out here battling. It honestly doesn't look too impressive. It just looks like a regular ship. The remakes, they try to make a little bit more. But for me, it was about the experience of actually being in there. Checking every trash can to see if there's a random Pokeball in there, running up in the room, talking to the NPCs, see what they're doing, and then just battling. Like, I was trying to battle to be able to go fight the captain at the end and see if I can whip up on him. And also, this was like, I think if I remember right, you got to this ship before you got to Goldenrod City, and Goldenrod City was like the major city with all the shopping areas and all that. And so it was just like, And also in Golden Rod City, there's a lot of battling. So this was like the first real test when you're battling just like multiple people, multiple NPCs. You didn't have access to the Pokemon Center where you can just easily heal. So like if you didn't have, you know, your healing stuff to heal your Pokemon, then you was out of luck. Like you was going to be out of there. True. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the SSN on this one. Yeah.
Pokemon has not done you any favors. Last time you picked a Pokeball
Bro. Pokeball.
I just want to make sure you feel good about this one.
Yeah, man. I'm going with the SSN because, you know, some people might say the Bible is fiction. Some might say it's nonfiction. I'm not here to debate that.
I was asking what's in your heart.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
He's about to get struck down, boy.
I know.
All right. Good pick. All right. I'm going to go water. I just don't think we're going to have enough great options here. So
I love that we went with the same strategy so far.
Yeah, exactly. I am going to pick the shield helicarrier.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We started out in the water, buddy.
Okay.
And then my boy Cap was like, wait, we're flying? He was like, and then the things went down and then they went up. So it can do both. That's what the versatility is what I like. And so, yeah, we're going to be top tier. We're going to be in the air for a little bit. And if we want to rest, we can go down to the water, have a nice swim. So, yeah, I'm going with the shield helicarrier. And that thing is massive. So,
yeah, it is.
Not a big time weapon, so
I remember on this one, like I remember playing Marvel Legos and being able to get on the helicarrier. And I was like, oh, it's kind of fun to be on top of this.
Yeah,
I definitely had a good time with that one. But yeah, the helicarrier is also massive, like you said. And if you think about it, like being able to go on the water, basically turn into a ship, a naval ship, and then go in the air, being able to, you know, become an airship. You can still launch, you know, jets and stuff off of it in the air, or you can launch them off in the water. Like, it was either good. Also, I wonder how big those turbines are in real life.
Bro. Crazy. These
are stupid. Yeah.
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 I'm actually looking up the helicarrier, like, Lego piece. It's $400.
Dang. Crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, the helicarrier, I mean, think about it. They had like 7-8 of them joints in Civil War. I mean, in Winter Soldier. So like,
yeah. And you're going with the one from the MCU, right?
Yeah. One of the MCU. Okay. Yeah, I know they had in the. Was it in
It's in the comics too, but it looks a little different, but it's still a little hella
crazy. They had it in a lot of the animated series after it came out, but after Avengers came out. So, but yeah, the one from the first Avengers, and yeah.
That's funny. I didn't even have that on my, I didn't have it on my list as a boat. That's funny.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
All right. So for round three, you know, I'll take Jordan's idea. I'll go with flying. And I'll pick Starscream.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Not a huge Transformers guy, but I do like Starscream.
Yeah. Really? Who doesn't?
Yeah, there are a lot of times. And it's so funny because I remember at one point in one of the Michael Bay movies, I was like, Starscream is just such a bitch. But yeah. Now, I like
which Starscream. Which version of Starscream are you going with? Because there, you know, there is a couple versions.
In my head, the Michael Bay Starscream.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, a fighter jet, like, that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
My man's is moving and maneuvering. And yeah, Starscream, he's effective. I mean, there's a reason he's Megatron's like number two. Yeah. And I know Starscream be getting on their nerves, on the Autobots' nerves. Dude. I'm sure they're like, I hate Starscream.
Dude, not even just the Autobots. He get on the Decepticon nerves too. Like, he always trying to overthrow Megatron.
And that's why Megatron, Starscream. Like,
yeah. That's
so, yeah, Megatron is, yeah, he's trying to win. He's trying to win for himself.
Nah, he's very, Starscream is my favorite Decepticon. Like, Megatron is my number two, but Starscream is my number one. I like Starscream a lot.
Like, all the Autobots, they turn into cars. Like, you're going to get a fighter jet.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, y'all better get your numbers up.
And, you know, we've been reading comics, and this Transformers run is happening right now. Daniel Warren Johnson is amazing. And Starscream is out here catching bodies. I mean, just murdering humans.
That's actually what I remember you saying. Like, he just appeared in front of some people.
Yeah, bro. Like, it was like some horror movie stuff. Like, this dude, it was in a jet, a military dude for the U.S. He was like, oh, I got away from him. And he doesn't see him. And then he turns around, and then Starscream is just standing there and just, like, thunderclaps and smashes the dude. Like,
Starscream.
Yeah. Yeah. He's murdered countless people in this comic. I'm like, gee. And he's like, and then when somebody says Megatron's name, he's like, don't say that name. Yeah. He be getting pissed. So yeah, Starscream, he's a real one. He's catching bodies for sure.
Yeah. So, that was definitely a good choice. I had him on my list, but I didn't want to go to Transformers on my team.
That makes sense. No, that's a good one.
You said you didn't? Oh, you didn't want two Transformers. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to have two of them. So
that makes sense.
All right. So for my next pick, I'm going to slide over to the flying. And I'm going to go with Goku's Flying Nimbus. That's one of the ones that, like, as a kid, when I first seen, you know, little small Goku riding that thing, I was like, wow, how amazing would this be to just be able to call a cloud down out of nowhere, and then it just turns into your personal vehicle where you just can just use it, fly around wherever you want to go. I don't even know how fast the thing can go, but it looks like it was going pretty fast. And I was like, I always thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's how fast it can go.
It looks a little lame, but it
was always it. That's one of those things that, like, I was like, why does somebody who can fly need a flying cloud? But
well, that's why he dropped it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if he, because the first time I saw him on it was in Dragon Ball Z, like with Gohan
in the beginning.
Because I saw Dragon Ball Z before I saw Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And I was like, He can fly. Why does he? Why are we doing that? Similar to Wonder Woman and the Invisible Jet. Like, what are we doing? You don't need
rest,
it.
Man. They need to save their legs.
Yes, they got to save that key. That I just looked it up. It can fly over 400 miles per hour. So, and that's Mach 1.5. So it goes pretty fast. But yeah, it's like at some point, Goku's like, yeah, I don't really need this anymore. So you can just go be a regular Cloud.
Right.
Yeah. Just dismissed. But
for a regular guy like me, though, hey, riding on the Flying Nimbus would have been dope. Like,
and that's the thing. Sometimes he'd be standing on it upside down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like he don't even fall out. Like, yeah.
So I guess it, like, in. It clamps him. Yeah.
You got leg locks in there.
You got a seatbelt.
Yeah. Actually, what did happen to the Flying Nimbus?
I think it just stopped being, like, he just pulled it out of rotation. Like, we just didn't see it again. That was it. Because I would have thought he gave it to somebody. Like, I would think that, like, Yajirobe or somebody was using it. But we just don't see Nimbus again.
So it says his original Flying Nimbus was destroyed by Tambourine, but he is given another one, this time by Corrin, after Goku survived drinking the Ultra Divine Water. Yeah, but what happened to...
Yes, it's so the second one is just not...
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess this is last time he used it was in the Saiyan Saga when he came back to life. He said primarily because he didn't want to waste energy flying to Nappa, which what Brandon said. He didn't want to waste his energy, basically. So I guess that's the last time he used it. That's funny. You got to save your legs for you flying. But yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm going to go with four wheels here. And I'm going to copy off of Spencer here, but I'm going to go with the version that I think looks dope. I mean, I prefer the old school version, but we're going to go with the Hell Charger. The Ghost Rider Hell Charger. This is obviously the newer version. With, is it Jaime Reyes?
Robbie. Yeah, Robbie Reyes.
Robbie, yeah.
Jaime's illegal.
Yeah, what else? It came out, and I was like, yeah, it's not him. But this newer version of Ghost Rider, I don't really like the newer version. However, the Hell Cycles, you just can't deny. Or Hell Charger, like a charger that got flaming wheels. Like, you just can't deny how dope that looks. Even in live action, look good on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So,
yeah,
that's definitely my four wheels. I was going to pick, did everybody pick their four wheels?
I still need to.
Oh, we can talk about honorable. Let's do honorable mentions at the end too.
Yeah. But this was definitely one I thought of originally. I was like, man, hopefully I can get the bike, but obviously couldn't do that since I'm last place. So definitely had to get the Hell Charger.
Now I'll definitely say I was 100% against Robbie Reyes when he first came out. I was like, this Hell Charger is stupid. Let me just get Johnny back. I like the motorcycle, but I would definitely say the Hell Charger itself has grown to me a lot. Like, it's definitely grown to me. Still don't necessarily care about Robbie, but the Hell Charger, like, I can't deny that.
Yeah, anybody could drive it, and I think it's cool, so I don't really care about him. But
and it's a little bit different because, like, it's his uncle. Like, his uncle basically possessed the Hell Charger, the Charger.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah.
So it's like that was a little spin on the whole Ghost Rider origin for him.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Gonna be a nice little ride.
All right. And so I have four wheels left. And I'm gonna change it up a little bit. I'm going to select the Magic School Bus.
Okay.
School Bus was a large part of a lot of our childhoods. We were able to learn so many things from the Magic School Bus. The Magic School Bus is magic, so it can do whatever the fuck it wants to do. It can go inside people's bodies. It can go to space. It can do everything you need it to do because it's magic.
What was the teacher's name?
Miss Frizzle.
Frizzle.
Man, memories.
Frizzle, my nizzle, yeah.
Is that you? That was a what channel?
PBS.
PBS. I feel like
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I had cable, so I didn't really watch this at home. I definitely watched it at school, though. As I feel like if you didn't have cable, you was definitely watching Magic School Bus.
I had cable, but I watched it.
Well, I had cable, and I feel like I didn't watch it at home often. There are a couple shows that I feel like I feel like Dragon Tales was on PBS, and I still did watch a little bit of Dragon Tales. Whatever channel Barney was on, I was watching Barney. Me and Barney, we were tight until I turned five. When I turned five, I decided I'm a man now, and men don't watch Barney. But yeah, so yeah, the Magic School Bus is my four-wheeler.
It's a good pick.
I've been trying to get my kids. I make them watch it, but they don't like the old one. They like the kind of newer, updated one.
Is it still Miss Frizzle, or is it a different lady?
No, it's still her. Okay. They just updated the graphics and everything. But they would still rather watch the new one.
I remember seeing like an updated Magic School Bus, and I was like, oh, Miss Frizzle got a younger sister.
Unless they updated it again, but the one I think we watched maybe from like 2018, maybe 2019, maybe.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know. I think when I had Netflix, I saw a Magic School Bus on there, and I just decided like, oh, that must be Miss Frizzle's sister, because that's not my Miss Frizzle.
Right.
But I don't know.
Okay. But, dang, that's crazy. So nobody's taking their random one. Okay.
I thought we were taking it last.
Whatever order you want to. We just have to be like this. I'm taking my last too. but for my motorcycle, I'm going back to one of my favorite vehicles to use on this game, and that is the RAV from Halo. So that's basically like a motorcycle, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think I know what you're talking about, but like, did that thing have wheels at all?
It's the purple.
It's two
one.
Or less. It was just a little hover cycle.
Yeah, and I mean, it's basically like a motorcycle. It was a one person vehicle.
It ran like a motorcycle, but yeah, it was a little just a hovering. Yeah, I because I used to love riding on that thing.
Dude, that was my favorite vehicle. Like, I was able to like do damage in that thing, especially you hit the little boosters and you smack somebody real hard, make them fly across the scrum screen on Halo. Oh man, I love that. And I like when you was able to, I think it was like maybe Halo 3, you can start jacking people for them. I know it might have been Halo 2 actually, but like they'll be riding, you can just kick them off like Grand Theft Auto style, pull them out the car and just take from them. Like, yeah, I enjoyed that a lot. And Halo had a bunch of good vehicles in my opinion. But because I even like the, I don't know, somebody might pick it, maybe I not say them. But there was another vehicle on Halo that was really good though.
I'm not going to Halo, so.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, well, it's the other purple flying one. I don't remember the name of it. But that one was also kind of fun. That one's also fun to play with. But definitely the RAV is like the best one, best vehicle for me. It was just too fast for everything else. It was faster than the human vehicles. It had more control, in my opinion, than the human vehicles. The only difference was the human vehicles can have two people on them versus just when they only have one.
Okay.
How y'all feel about Halo? Did y'all ever play Halo?
I did.
Halo was the confirmation that I needed to understand that I'm not good at first-person shooters. So I knew I wasn't good at first-person shooters when I was terrible at GoldenEye. And then, yeah, when Halo came out, I was like, oh, yep, it's me.
Damn,
I did like Halo. Like, I like the beam sword. I like the needler.
I love the needler.
I liked the fucking RAV, but yeah, I just wasn't good at it, and so I just made peace with that.
Same. I sucked at games like that. Only game I had any sort of success was Gears of War. That's about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, third person, I can do. And I would consider myself very good at Gears of War. But, yeah, like, that's a shooting game where I was like, yeah, I can do this. This is where I need to be.
Yeah. Same.
But, yeah, I love Gears of War.
Same. But Halo, I struggled with. That
Halo,
game,
Call
I played
of Duty, Battlefield, like, all of that. Borderlands, like, I first person, I'm just not good at it.
I think for me, Halo 2 was like the first game I had where, it wasn't my first game, but it was like one of the first games I had on my Xbox where kind of all me and my friends could play it. I had that like Time Splitters. It was like I can have my homies come over, three of us, do split screen, and mm-hmm. we was able to just play teams, go 1v1. Like we was able to just do all that. So that was like one of my earlier like memories just messing with Halo.
Yeah, I remember playing Halo at like GameStop. Just get my ass whooped consistently. But
I had a friend who always wanted to play Halo because he was great at it. And yeah, I was like, I'll play, but like I'll be ready when we can get on the GameCube.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, all right, are we playing 2K after or before?
I'm trying to just get this over with.
Yeah, like we can run around to this, but yeah, okay, good pick. I'm going to go flying next. And I'm going to go with my favorite ship in this franchise, the Millennium Falcon.
Perfect.
We should have took it from you. That would have made you mad.
Probably should have. I mean, it's such a deep roster of ships.
Yeah, but there were other options.
Yeah. Millennium Falcon is just, it's a beautiful vehicle. I love it because it's the common man's vehicle. It's beautiful. It ain't got a bunch of gadgets. It ain't out here shooting people down. It's, you know, I mean, Han Solo's just a dude trying to get by, trying to get away from the spice traders and all these other people. And he got that thing is huge, and he'd be having it in there and like ducking mountains and caves and all kind of craziness. And he always got to work on it and stuff. So, and there's so many pivotal moments happened in the Millennium Falcon. You know what I mean? So many classic characters have been in the Millennium Falcon. So when it came, but that was the best part of like the last, what is that? The sequel trilogy, whatever they call it. That was probably the best part of it, is that we got Han Solo and Millennium Falcon again and Chewie again. But that is my flying pick.
Okay.
Definitely a good choice. And I knew you would pick it too, but I was like, I'll let them have it.
Yeah. And that's the, like, you could have waited. I mean, yeah. You did. Cause I was I don't need it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So
now this is where it's going to matter. I'm curious to see where everybody goes with this one.
Wild card time. So, for my wild card, I will be selecting the Silver Surfer's board.
Motherfucker.
Ooh.
That was definitely my pick.
A lot you can do with that.
Mm-hmm.
The Silver Surfer, I mean, he intergalactically travels at light speed with the board. Like,
yeah.
He does whatever he wants with the board. The whole premise of the second Fantastic Four movie was getting him off the board.
Yep.
Because they knew that the power was in the board. Now, of course, we know that in the comic book, not necessarily. Silver Surfer can just do whatever he wants with the board. If it gets destroyed, he can just call up another one. He can control it remotely, you know, all that. But so I'm picking the comic book version of the board, not the one from the movie from 2000. Yeah,
no, that was a good choice.
Yeah,
that was a good choice. I would definitely pick that same one, and I definitely had it on my list.
I'm surprised you went with that instead of, or I'm surprised you went with Nimbus instead of that.
I was debating on doing that. I was debating that one heavily.
But that was an easy wild card.
I go a lot. That slipped through the cracks for me. Kind of pissed about it. That's tough. Tough. One of my favorite characters too. Yeah, that's a really good pick. Really good wild card pick.
I know. Now I'm like, I do have to do a little pivot. I'm trying to take
the Millennium Falcon. You could go with the slave ship that you were talking about with Boba Fett.
No, huh? Oh man, this is tough. This is tough because like I want to pick one. But I probably shouldn't go with that one. I do think I'm trying to think. The one I want, it looks really cool and I know how it works, but I can't speak to it enough to where I can definitively, you know, make an argument for it. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm beating around the bush. All right. I'm going to go.
I mean, you're on the clock, but yeah, I know you need to do some time to pivot.
I know. I wish I can skip my pick and come back to me later, but that's not how we work here. I'm going to go with the AT-AT from Star Wars. Is that, ain't that the name of the giant one? The giant walking one? Ain't that what that's called? Ain't that what those are called?
I think you're right. Let me get
it. I can't help you.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I will say they get shot down pretty easily, but they do also murder a lot of people. So not a bad pick.
Okay, I did name that. All right. I had to make sure I had to get the name right. So I can speak to this one more than I can speak to Ellen. Yeah, the all-terrain armored transport. We definitely seen this move when it appeared in the movie. They were shook. They didn't know what to do, how to take that down. Mm-hmm. They just had so much troubles with it, and they had to figure, who was that? Was that Luke? Who had to do the whole fly around the legs?
Oh yeah,
trip it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was like before that, it was like they didn't know how to deal with it. They were getting all their basically the man ships on the ground destroyed. It was stepping on people.
Yeah,
it was basically impenetrable until Luke, you know, did his little wraparound trick. But before that, it's like they could not do anything with it. I will say only downside is it is pretty slow. So wherever you're going, you better make sure you saddled in because you're going to be there for a while. Make sure you got your snacks on there.
It's true. I feel like over time, the franchise was like weakened it a little bit. When it first showed up, it was a game changer.
Yeah.
Where like now it's like in Rogue One, people are just setting up a bomb on his knee, blows his knee up and falls, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, you're right. Like originally it was like if a Jedi wasn't there, like you were in trouble. You know?
Yeah. And then not only that, it wasn't even just one of them. They had a ton of them on the battlefield.
They had a bunch.
So it was like they had to deal with those, and then obviously had the front shooters, but then also people can shoot out the side of it as well. Didn't they shoot outside? It was like little like windows, if I remember right, in the movie. I'm pretty sure it had like where they can shoot out the side of it. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the AT-AT on this one. It's my random, you know, my random pick.
Okay. All right, last pick. This was tough. My heart wants to go one route. My brain wants to go another. I usually lean towards going with my brain. So I'm going to go with the Death Star.
Ah, oh, nice.
Yeah.
I thought about going that one.
I want to go to the Death Star because I had to confirm the Death Star can go at hyperspeed. It can go hyperdrive. Because at first I was like, there's no way something that big could hit hyperdrive, but it can. So that's a game changer. I could destroy, you know, a planet. Whoever's playing is talking crazy, I can destroy and get up out of there. You know, so yeah, I'm going with the Death Star on that one.
It's one of those things where like it has a kryptonite, but like that's it.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have kryptonite on you, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. If you don't got the main character energy either, because like he just happened to have the main character energy to shoot it down. But like if you didn't have that, there was nothing they can do against that.
Yeah. Like, so yeah, you gotta have some plot armor or something.
Yeah, and if you don't have, I mean, the only reason they destroy is because somebody placed a defect in it purposely. If we can prevent that from happening, we straight.
Yeah, Death Star 2.
Yeah.
Damn devs. Yeah, that sequel about to be crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're going to audit all our devs, all their code. They mess around. They got to get shipped off. We're going to throw them into space. It's going to be a very non-forgiving testing, but yeah, that's my wild card.
Okay. All right, Spencer. Let's go ahead and review, and then we talk honorable mentions.
Okay, so for two wheels, I went with the Hell Cycle, Ghost Rider's Hell Cycle. For on the water, I went with the Nautilus from the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. For in the air, I selected Starscream, who's, you know, a fighter jet. For four wheels, I selected the Magic School Bus. And my wild card was the Silver Surfer's board.
Beautiful.
Okay. For my four wheels, I had Bumblebee as the Camaro version from Michael Bay. For my motorcycle, I had the Rav from Halo. For flying, I had the Flying Nimbus from Dragon Ball Z. For my boat, I had the SS Anne from Pokemon. And for my random pick, I had the AT-AT from Star Wars.
Nice. For me, the two wheels, I had Lobo's Space Hog motorcycle. For water, I had the Shield Helicarrier. For four wheels, I had the Hell Charger, also the newest version of Ghost Rider. For flying, I had the Millennium Falcon, and my wild card is the Death Star.
Great. All right, let's talk some honorable mentions. Let's start with four wheels first. What did y'all have there? I definitely had four plus wheels. I had Optimus, of course. I had Ghost Rider's car as well for my honorable mentions.
I had the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
I had the Batmobile.
I'm surprised nobody picked the Batmobile. I'm surprised
no one picked that one. Yeah.
Now, which one would y'all would have picked, though? Because I think that, to me, when I was thinking about this episode, that is the one I was like, okay, we can't take that franchise off the board. So there's so many different versions of the Batmobile.
Yeah. I like the Keaton words are hard. I like the Keaton Batmobile. And I like the animated series Batmobile. So I would have probably gone with one of those.
I'm trying to think what the Batman one looked like again.
It was more tanky, I think.
I think so, yeah. So the Batman, it was like it looked like a Charger almost, like a kind of a more of a regular, and then the Dark Knight was like a ass tank.
Okay, I'm thinking of the Dark Knight one then.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dark Knight. I like that one. I might would have picked the Dark Knight one.
Anime series is tough. I'm probably going to anime series or the Batman version.
Yeah.
Series one, like in the intro, you can just see the front of it, like it is long.
Just the top. Yeah, how long it was, the top, how smooth the front was.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
I like that animated series one.
Yeah.
I mean, the Keaton one was good too, though.
I like that you're right. Too. That was like old, like perfect old school.
Yeah. Any other ones on the two wheels?
Four wheels.
Oh, I mean, four with my bad. Four wheels?
No.
No.
Like, I felt really safe with the Magic School Bus.
Yeah.
All right. Which I have for flying. I actually had the. I had this one in kind of both categories, the Flying Dutchman from SpongeBob.
Okay.
The Flying Dutchman ship. I had that one. Even of course, though I had thing, Silver Surfer.
I mean, yes, it's flying, but also it's only underwater.
That's true. I didn't even consider that. that did not even cross my mind. Yeah, you're right. It is underwater. That did not even cross my mind. That's probably what I had underneath my boat, but.
Oh, I'm surprised, Jordan, you didn't go with this. X-Men, the Blackbird?
Thought about it, but I didn't know. It's probably just too much of a nerd stuff. I couldn't pick a version. Yep. That's what it came down to. I was stressed out trying to pick a version.
The 90s.
One from the. Well, that's one. So I like that one a lot, but I also really like the Blackbird from the X-Men, like the movies.
Oh, really?
Okay. So is the Blackbird the X-Jet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know it was called Blackbird. I thought it was called the X Jet.
Because it looks like a bird with the reverse wings or whatever, but
I was too much of a nerd. I couldn't pick.
I feel like the 90s just for me, but I agree. Like they got it right in the live action. But yeah, I was surprised you picked that one.
Ah, oh, man, I'm telling you, I was stressed. Like, I was like, I don't know which one to pick.
I was same way about Megazords. I was like, I don't know which one.
That didn't. I was waiting for one of those.
I could have had an honorable mention for like three of these categories, and I just was like, couldn't pick. I'll wait for our other categories, but
say, what does show have a flying?
For flying, I thought about taking Frieza's ship.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
The capsule. I thought about taking the capsule too. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I had a Brainiac ship, which is just his head.
Mm-hmm.
Because that thing is terrifying if that thing come up on you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's that is you scary. Because yeah, Brainiac ship shows up. Yeah, your city's getting stolen.
That's facts. That's facts. I thought of like Kang's cheer. Or somebody like that.
Now, would that be a vehicle or is that a chair?
It's technically a vehicle. He uses it to fly.
I guess you're right, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, if Nimbus is a vehicle, then
yeah, you're right.
The chair is a vehicle.
Yeah.
I also thought about the ship from Futurama, too, just because I enjoy Futurama a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also thought about Planet Express.
The Jetsons car too. I forgot about that. I used to watch a lot of Jetsons. I used to prefer the Jetsons over the Flintstones.
Okay.
I wasn't a huge Cartoon Network person, but both were good shows. I'll give you that.
I preferred Tom and Jerry over both of them. So.
Yeah.
Which I have for boats. Obviously, I told you I had Noah's Ark.
Yep.
I didn't really have. I was low key trying to think of what Aquaman's like ship was, but. Or Black Manta, but Black Manta's wasn't like great to me.
Yeah, like nothing spectacular about it.
Yeah.
I had the Nautilus, and if I wasn't able to get it, it was going to be a problem. Like, I was going to be doing like spur of the moment research to figure it out. Cause I, like, once I came up with that one, I was like, all right, we're done there.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Wait, what was your hardest category? For me, it was motorcycles.
All of them, I had something pretty immediately.
Boat for me was tough.
I think flying was the hardest because I had more options. And so, like, just picking one was the hard part. But for the rest of them, I was like, yeah, I'm locked in. Like, with the Hell Cycle, I was locked in. With the Magic School Bus, I was locked in. And with the Nautilus, I was locked in. But flying, there were a bunch of options.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. What do I have for motorcycle? I had the D-Wheel from Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds. That was a different way to duel. That was a game changer for me.
I went with the Hell Cycle, but I had Lobo's on the brain, and then the Dark Knight where the wheels would like spin whenever he needed to turn.
That was fire.
Watching that, I was like, that is fire.
Yeah. I agree with that. Mine was the shark cycles they used in the Mighty Morphin season 1. It was basically a shark looking cycle for all of them. Different color. It was pretty cool. But I mean, yeah, I could have picked literally any season. They all have motorcycles. But
yeah, I don't think I had anything else when I was like, if I didn't get what I needed there.
Yeah.
It was Ghost Rider was obviously the best choice. Like, that was the number one choice.
Yeah,
that's why in this draft I was happy to go first because I needed that because I had other options, but like that was, again, I was locked in and that was the one I was worried about. I wasn't worried about the other two.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one I was like, nah, I need that one immediately.
Okay. And then what do I have for miscellaneous? It was a random pick.
Silver Surfer's board.
I had the Astro Delta Megazord and from Power Rangers in Space. I had the Star Destroyer, but I picked the Death Star. I feel like I had one more, but the Blackbird was definitely a wild card for me.
I had the USS Enterprise a backup if I needed it. But that was kind of just sitting there like, oh, if somebody does take Starscream, then I'll go with that for flying. But yeah, I guess this is probably the draft I was least prepared for of the drafts we've done. or at least a draft where I had the like shallowest pool of stuff to choose from.
The one I was struggling on at the end, trying to decide which one I was going to pick, and I couldn't quite speak to it probably the way I wanted to, was the Thunder Tank. And that is from the Thundercats. So that was their cat tank that can like dig and everything. It was like their vehicle that literally can do basically anything they wanted to, and they wanted to transport them. But I'd only ever seen like the old school Thundercats. I hadn't watched any of the new stuff and couldn't remember exactly all of it. So that's when I was struggling with trying to choose from. And then also I had, it was going to be a dumb pick, and I'm happy I didn't pick it, but the Flintstones, their car quotations.
Oh, gotcha.
With the foot power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would have qualified as two wheels because it only had two wheels.
You're right, but that would have sucked having to do that. Because
you just got to get momentum.
Made of rock.
Bro. You got to get momentum. Because that's what they would do.
Imagine
like he'd
trying
get,
to go up a hill.
He'd get momentum, and then he'd like put his feet up.
Yeah.
So like once it was going, you were good.
You roll down a hill, you'd be straight.
Yeah, but you went up a hill, that's going to suck. Your car made of wood. So it's like, bro, you're getting any little wreck, that's it. You probably rebuild it.
Your calves and quads are going to be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, a big enough rack of ribs, you'll tip it over.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, the wild card, I had Tommy, when he was a White Ranger, he had a Falcon Zord that was pretty cool. Thought of that one.
Went with that one, that could have got the people going.
Yeah,
it was fire.
Again, I'm surprised you left Power Rangers off the board.
I know. There was just too many options, man. I literally could go. Yeah, I could just go like three. I could go like Power Rangers SPD with their home base turned into a Zord, which is kind of for the first time we had seen other than in space. But yeah, it was just too hard. I didn't want to deep dive too hard.
Actually, I just thought of a couple wild cards that I may have used. Kirby's Warp Star.
Oh yeah, that'd been a good one.
Like definitely would have used that if I like needed to come up with it. And then Captain Falcon's
F-Zero.
Yeah, like I don't know which category. I guess that'd go under flying.
I would, because it kind of hovered above the ground. It didn't really fly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like it was very much the same as the one from Halo. But it didn't feel like a motorcycle.
Yeah,
it didn't have wheels, but it didn't quite fly. Like it didn't fly like an R-wing.
Was he the only person who can get fit into it? I was like, if so, I would give it to you in motorcycles.
Yeah, like he was in it was like a NASCAR situation. Like he's in it by himself.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I will give it to you with motorcycles.
Okay.
But it also kind of felt like a car, so I get it.
Because it did not have wheels at all. But
yeah.
So yeah, that would have had to be wild card because I'm like, I don't know where to categorize that.
Yeah.
But and then from Star Fox, I would have gone with the R-Wing. I do love the Landmaster, but I would have probably like an R-Wing, you can do a lot more with it. The Landmaster is serious, but yeah. Would have definitely gone with the R-Wing from Star Fox. But yeah, just, you know, a couple more. In that situation, I would have gone with the Warp Star from Kirby. And I would have felt safe in that nobody else was going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let the people decide who they thought, you know, won this draft. And we've already told them where they can get at us, you know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Leave a comment, leave a post, and we'll definitely get to it. Yeah, anything else? Are we good?
That's all, folks.
If you haven't watched Madam Web and you're concerned with whether or not you should.
Oh, yeah. Should we talk about that right quick?
I've already real talked quick. About it.
Yeah, real quick.
It's not good. It's better than Morbius, in my opinion. There are some critics who are saying it's worse than Morbius. It's not. It's not as bad as Morbius. Morbius is ass. That is not like it's so bad. Like Morbius isn't even shit. It's anal discharge.
Damn. Wait, who? So I know Jessica Drew was in it. who, I mean, Jessica Carpenter, Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman.
No, you don't.
I know she's in.
No, you don't.
Who was it? Is she not in there?
You don't know that.
Oh, well, yeah, right. I only saw the one trailer, and I'm pretty sure saw the black and white.
Yeah, it was a trailer where they were like, yeah, we're going to advertise like there's something here. No.
Who were the spider people there? Because I didn't recognize anybody except for Jessica.
I know you didn't. And you thought it was Jessica Drew, didn't you? You were supposed to think
that. So it's not her?
Again, this movie had, like, they set you up. They gave you just lobs. They were referencing stuff. But nothing came through. Like, they were lobbing up all kinds of shit and leading you to believe that so many things were, and they weren't.
Really?
Yeah, like, there was no payoff.
So who's the villain? Spider-Gwen? Is one of those Spider-Gwen?
No. I had to look up the cat. She's supposed to be Julia Carpenter, which is Spider-Woman, but
none of them have names.
That's like crazy.
In the movie, them being in suits was a flash to the future, but it never happens in this movie. So because it hasn't happened yet, it's nothing. Like, we don't get their names. We don't know how they got power. Like, none of it.
See?
Wow.
This is my anti-Spider-Man agenda. His universe is trash.
This is just a terrible... No, that was a terrible example. This is just the Sony universe.
I mean...
So wait.
They're pretty consistently bad, the Sony
universe. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so wait, okay. I'm not counting into the Spider-Verse, I guess. So wait, did Julia Carpenter, like, did she have the pheromone powers or anything? Oh my gosh, that is crazy.
I don't know that there was a character in this movie called Julia Carpenter.
I guess that's who Sydney Sweeney is supposed to be.
Okay.
The fact that he walks out of the movie not knowing that, that tells you everything you need to know.
Like, yeah. the only people with powers were Madame Web and the terrible villain.
Who's the villain?
Doesn't matter.
Is that Great the Spider-Man value dude? Spider-Man?
Yes.
Bro, I swear they made this movie with like a $5 budget, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mike Epps is in the movie?
Yes, he is.
Right, he must not be doing nothing. He's like,
is absolutely in this movie,
bro. They was like, let's just make the silliest shit we could think of.
Who is Ezekiel? Like, I don't even know who Ezekiel is in Marvel.
I mean, try to tell you, Parker.
Uncle Ben's there.
Uncle Ben is in this movie, and they make sure you know that that's who that is.
Wow,
but
so wait, what other Sony movies do they reference? Are they referencing anything
else? They reference a lot of Spider-Man things. So they reference, Ben meeting Aunt May. They reference Peter because Ben's sister is pregnant with Peter. They never say that it's Peter because, Ben is so excited about being an uncle. All the fun with none of the responsibility. It's really bad.
I would have walked out.
They take the Spider-Man like quote and they reverse it. So instead of "with great power comes great responsibility," he says to her, "with great responsibility comes great power," or some shit.
Oh my God.
I would have left. I wouldn't have watched the entire thing. I wouldn't have made it.
Hey, well, I kind of want to watch it though when it hit Netflix or Tubi, whichever one. I'll check it out.
I didn't hate it the way I hated Morbius. And
that's crazy.
I know that there are a lot of people who hate it more than they hated Morbius, but I really hated Morbius.
Have you seen the Venom? Let There Be Carnage.
I have.
Is it better or worse?
That's hard for me to say because I hated Venom Let There Be Carnage for, like, not movie reasons, but like for comic book fan reasons.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really bad Venom story. Like, it, all of it was really bad. I would rather watch Madam Web again than Let There Be Carnage, but I think that's because of how I feel about what Carnage should be and what he wasn't in that movie. I think that Venom had some funny moments in that movie. Like, Venom, actual Venom in that movie. Like, I feel like there were some funny moments, but not enough to, you know, get me through that movie. I don't know why they had Naomi in there. Like, she had no lines. It was rough. But
I can't watch those Venom movies. I just can't.
Yeah, they're not good. The first one isn't terrible. But yeah, the rest of Sony's live action things in this new era have been, I don't know. I think that they're using all of their Into the Spider-Verse money to make these shitty movies. Because I'm like, how are y'all getting greenlit? Where's the money coming from? Like, how are we doing this? Who's letting this happen?
I'm honestly questioning, do they have comic book people at Sony at this point? Like, outside of the animation division? Like, they can't, because
all the talent is over in the animation division, because I don't know. I don't know who's. I don't know how any of this is happening. I don't know how it's getting through the door, how a script is getting to somebody's desk. Somebody's like, yep, this is fine.
Yeah, they're not reading it.
Actors are like, yeah, I'll do this. I'll read this.
Bro, this has been one of the worst. Like, you know, like, a movie comes out and actors, like, do interviews for it.
Yeah.
I've watched their interviews, and, bro, it is, like, they're all going, yeah, the like, a person, like, Brandon Davis. I think that's
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's his name.
He's a comic book dude. And he's, like, asking them, like, comic book questions. And they're like, yeah, Spider-Man. I was a huge comic book fan. You could tell they weren't.
Yeah,
you could clearly tell.
Yeah. And because in the interviews that I've seen, whenever they're asked any questions, they're like, I loved hanging out with the girls.
Yeah.
Like, we are such great friends now. We had such a good time. And it's like, yeah, you're supposed to say that, but, like, y'all aren't talking about the movie at all. That's like saying, if somebody has an ugly baby and they say to you, isn't my baby so cute? And you say, look at that baby's shoes. Like, that's what they were doing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was bad. Like, they were, you could tell they were not proud of this movie at all. They got their check and was good.
And they were obligated to do those interviews, probably contractually.
They were.
I didn't see Dakota on any late night shows talking about it. She didn't get on Hot Ones and mention it. Like, the circuit that people usually do whenever they're on the pub tour, nah. She was like, no, I want as little to do with this as possible. And they set it up for more movies. Like, the way it ended, there's some future shit that's going to happen.
Oh, my God. She said, I looked up the villain. Oh, you said what, Brandon?
No, last thing. She just said, I guess, the script she read when she signed on to do the movie was totally changed by the time they start making the movie. But they always say that when the movie bombs. So, who knows? Yeah,
I just looked up the villain because I didn't know he was Ezekiel Sims, bro. I ain't never heard of this Z-less freaking villain.
Spider-Man, bro. His roster's garbage.
This is like deep in the roster. Like,
this is
deep.
Like, I don't even know a reference to make. Like, like,
I'll say it's feeling like Austin Day.
Yeah, bro. It feels like in wrestling when they, like, find a very mid character that nobody cares about, and they're like, no, that's a deep dive. Let's make a faction. Let's really dig in here. You're just like, no, bro. We care about this other stuff that's actually happening. Like, no one cares about Morbius. No one gave a damn about Madam Web. Bro, she showed up like three times in the 90s animated series. She was cool then.
And that's the thing. She became important, but she doesn't need a movie. No. She's one of those people. She can just show up here and there. That's her whole thing, is showing up here and there.
They ruined that character now, because if she would have just showed up in a Tom Holland movie randomly, we'd have been like, oh shit,
yeah,
that's Madame Web. But now it's
that's
like,
the thing, like, she's somebody that you use as like a deep cut comic book reference, so yeah, that the comic book nerds are like, oh shit, do you know who that is? And all of the casuals are like, I have no idea who that is.
Right.
That's exactly what you use her for. You don't give her a movie.
No. Now it's like, oh gosh. Like, now it's like, oh good. If she shows up again, people are gonna be like, oh my god. Remember that terrible movie?
I don't know who this other spider person is supposed to be. I have to look her up too.
I've never seen it, and I'm not going to see it. But if Spencer would have said, yeah, all those spider people, yep, they were talked about in the movie, they were referenced, they were all in their suits, I would have still been like, I'm not watching it. But the fact that they was in their suits one time in the future, that's wild to me.
They were in their suits in like a vision, but that's it. Like the whole premise of the movie is the villain has a vision of them in spider suits killing him. So he's like, I have to kill them before they kill me. And so, yeah, like, he is chasing three teenage girls who are defenseless.
Bro, they should be sued.
Kind of predatory right there. I don't know about all that.
Sounds crazy.
He was literally a predator. That was the whole thing.
My last thought on this is Sony should be sued for false advertising.
Sony should be ashamed of themselves.
Don't forget, we still got the Craven movie coming out.
Yeah,
Craven,
and
it's not looking no better
with what Sony has put out. I'm still going to see it because I owe it to the people.
It's a bit now.
It's definitely a bit now. I may see Craven, but that first trailer was not.
See, I don't watch trailers, so I have no idea.
It looks
rough. That's the thing. Like, even if I did watch trailers, I would know up front because they have, you know, they've established a track record of shitty movies that are just unrelated to anything we care about.
I saw the trailer for Madame Web. I thought, like I said, they clearly put them all in their suits.
Yep.
They're like, it's very advertised, like, that's what the movie, yeah, that's wild.
And that's the thing, like, they know what they need to put in trailers to try to reel people in.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, again, like, a part of the reason I don't watch trailers is because there's a bunch of shit in that trailer that may or may not happen. And that the trailer could show you a completely different movie than the movie you got. A trailer could show you too much of the movie. And so why did I even bother seeing this when I saw everything in the trailer? Like, I don't watch trailers. And everybody should get on the same train.
All right, my last thing. Spencer, of course you saw the movie. We do the game here. This is an unofficial game. We're not going to keep these stats. But critic score, audience score, what do you think it is for Rotten Tomatoes?
12 and 26.
That is impressive. The audience score is, in fact, no, wait, the critic score is, in fact, a 12.
Bang, bang.
That was right on there.
Bang.
The audience score, however, is a 57.
What?
that's more than 1,000 reviews too,
but it's better than Morbius, so that's fine, because while this movie was bad, I didn't hate, like, I didn't have a visceral reaction the same way I did with Morbius. I don't know why, because I'm not really able to point to many things that are good about it. One of the things that Darth David said to me was, this movie felt like the tutorial for a video game, and when it was over, it was like, all right, now you can start playing the game. But that never happens.
All right, let's get to the real movie now. We watched the tutorial.
That's funny.
But yeah, like, it was just really bad. Like, the way that she won was really stupid. You know how I've made the joke that being crushed means death in superhero movies? So he dies by getting crushed by, like, letters of a Pepsi sign that he's clearly strong enough to lit. Like, I don't know how these letters killed him, when he's got super strength? Because he literally could have just like, eh.
Yeah.
But, you know, being crushed is, it's serious. She learned Shadow Clone Jutsu in this movie.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's not a thing she can do. And, you know,
that's, making multiples of yourself.
Yeah. Like, she, it's when you can clone yourself. So yeah, she learned Shadow Clone Jutsu. That's how she won the day. And, when she falls into the water and comes out blind.
What?
Yeah.
She's going to the water? Man, I can't, bro. I can't.
That's wild.
I can't.
That is wild. Was it some toxic water? Like,
bro,
New York water? She got Gotham City water? Like, what?
I can't.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. Like, I, this is a movie that, like, I would watch again to laugh at. But, yeah, I just, I don't know why, but yeah, I just didn't hate it the same way I hated Morbius. And I'd rather watch this movie than, Let There Be Carnage.
This is S.J. Clarkson, which is the director. This is her debut movie, her directorial debut.
Woman ain't gonna work.
She ain't getting another job. She's gonna be out of there. Like, there's no way. But that's like Sony again. Sony keeps doing this bullshit. So I maybe
it's like in a tryout in the NBA, you go 0-13.
Yeah, like they
she cooked. Yeah, she making it back.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, like if we saw her again,
she probably off in Brazil somewhere. Like, yeah, nah, she out of the country. Yeah, nah, she does. So okay. Well, Spencer, thank you for that. And I'm sure the people thank you for that. You know, they didn't want to go see it either, so you did the job for them. I'm going to check it out, like I said, when it just drops on whatever streaming service.
And yeah, like once it drops on streaming, which I assume will be Netflix, because that's where they put Morbius.
But it's probably on there like next week. Tubi. Or something, then I said, bro, it might be on Netflix or Tubi, whichever one.
Yep.
And that'd actually once be a big on one there, for Tubi.
Like, let's, yeah, we can revisit, and I want to know what you think, because when you saw Morbius, it took you a few tries to actually get through it, but then did, you were like, yep, that was anal discharge.
Yep,
that's what you said. So,
all right. Well, we're never duplicated.
Always appreciate it,
and forever melanated.